It's Turkey Land, he died. From Turkey ran away, but he just came home.
Thanksgiving, Lou, and then we're thankful for the Hawk, who has sent some tremendous toys to the Toys for Tots benefit. Two Barbies and a Captain America. Lou?
Thanks, Hawk. Thanks, Steve. All right, we got two down, 21 more to go. Let's get these gifts over here.
I'll have something special for you next week, Lou. I'm working on it right now. Lou, Bears news.
The point, Bears.
The point after debacle. It almost sums up their entire season. Now, you remember what happened last week. They went up on the Giants 19-7. They went for 2 points. What happened on the first one? They got a penalty, and it was called back to 2 points. So they line up again, and then it's all screwed up. Nagy has to call a timeout. They bring Pinto in. There's another penalty. Pinto goes to the 48-yard line, and what happens?
Uh-oh.
He misses the extra point. So it was penalty, bad coaching, kick. Pretty much summing up the Bears' entire season. But they did beat the Giants, Lou.
Yes, and Rojas beat the Giants, too. Or Rosa, or whatever. Crap-Rosa. No, who's the Giants kicker?
Right.
Is it Parkey's cousin or something? I don't know.
They were practicing kids.
I think they're
together.
Linked through me 21 or whatever.
Lou, David Blah will be starting for the Lions today at the Thanksgiving Bowl. He is their third string quarterback.
All right, David.
Matt Stafford out. Driscoll is out, and Driscoll will back up Blau, but they have the famous emergency quarterback, and I hope this happens. Tight end Logan Thomas is the emergency QB.
Love it. See, once again, superior coaching from another team. Depth. Depth. Who would our backup be? Akeem Hicks? Oh, no!
And Lou, finally, where is Kyle Long watching the game, do you think? And does he eat stuffing or dressing?
Oh, he's a stuffing guy, by all means. And he'll be on the sidelines rooting his teammates on. Where else do you think he'll be?
We'll see if they have that sideline shot. All right, Lou. New Sunday NFL picks. Mr. Wilson and the Hawk still tied at the top. And Bonero takes the Dickman this week. 14-2.
He can make a chili, but he can't pick a football team.
There you go. So Bonero is now at the top of the Dickman. He wants a chili contest, and he wants a Dickman. All right.
Who's at the bottom of the Dickman?
Who's the Dickman of the Dickman? The Richie Dickman, if you will. That is Mr. Guido Nardini.
Woo-hoo!
He tried desperately this week, but Neil O'Neill held him off. All right. The XFL, Lou, the sovereign, the official bar of the XFL, will be officially picking our teams for the season right now. You've got the list in front of you, Lou. Who will be your XFL team for the season? Of course, you may change it as it goes on. Because
but of course.
We have no idea.
With the St. Louis Battlehawks, pride of the Midwest.
The Battlehawks. Lou is showing his Midwestern roots now as he excused the New York Guardians for the St. Louis Battlehawks. I am taking, sir, the D.C. Defenders. That's right. I'm going Washington, the traditional Washington. And they don't
Spit
have
it
a
out,
name.
Commissioner.
They don't have a name that's politically incorrect, Lou. I would say the Defenders are defending us. So there we go. And we're offering our podcast to the XFL.
Yes. Well, we'll have it anyway.
Right, but for a fee, Lou, you would get the great Lou Dickman Weekly. So your question of the week, Lou, on this Thanksgiving Day.
I'm all ears.
What is the best thing to do with your giblets, Lou?
Ooh, fry them up in bacon fat and throw them in an omelet.
It doesn't get any better than that, especially if you're looking for a heart attack. Give us your catchphrase out, Lou.
Have an outstanding weekend, go Bears!
Thanksgiving Day.
This is a Kamish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Turkey Gut Service. When you need your giblets fried, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou Giblets, you! Happy Thanksgiving!